brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Luke Radowski for about 20 minutes, founder of We Are Change, will be popping in to give us his overview of what happened in Denver. Also in Minneapolis, St. Paul with the RNC. And with what's coming up with the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 false flag terror attacks. I'm going to cover at the bottom of the hour with Aaron Dykes more on eugenics, the overarching propulsion system, the driving ideology of the New World Order in 30 minutes. And I'm going to get more into the story. U.S. government mad scientist geoengineer atmosphere. Headline on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We want this to go mega viral. Right out in plain view. Because we've made such a stink over chemtrails, they're going, okay, we're spraying you. It's for your own good. Kind of like, yeah, we want a North American Union, and then we made a big deal out of it, and they said, we never said that, or okay, we're pulling that back. They never pull it back. Let me explain to the police, bureaucrats, everybody. They're spraying your family with sulfur dioxide, with barium salts, with glass crystals. God, you know what that does to your lungs. U.S. government scientists are bombarding the skies with acid rain causing pollutant sulfur dioxide in an attempt to fight global warming by geoengineering the planet, despite the fact that injecting aerosols into the upper atmosphere carries with it a host of both known and unknown dangers. Now, remember, it's all academically admitted. And they literally laugh and say, but the cattle will tell them it doesn't exist. They're so stupid. The proposal to disperse sulfur dioxide in an attempt to reflect sunlight was again raised in London Guardian article this last week entitled Geoengineering the Radical Ideas to Combat Global Warming. So they're introducing it now to the slaves. In public articles, they're proposing it. In government documents, they've been doing it since 96. See how that always, kind of like they tell you, oh, we might have a national ID card. We've had one since 1993 under federal law. By 2000, we had a world ID standardized under UN treaty. But we're just now in 2008 talking about the real ID, national ID. 12, 13 years later. Geoengineering the radical ideas to combat global warming, in which Ken Caldera, again, this is just saying it's all real, even though the Earth's cooling, a leading climate scientist based at Carnegie Institute in Stanford, California. To the Carnegies, it runs the whole thing. It's the master think tank over Rockefeller, over IBM, over all of it. Promotes the idea of injecting the atmosphere with aerosols. One approach is to insert scatterers into the stratosphere, states the article. Caldera cites an idea to deploy jumbo jets into the upper atmosphere and deposit clouds of tiny particles there, such as sulfur dioxide, dispersing around 1 ton of sulfur dioxide per year, 1 million tons of it a year, across 10 million square kilometers of the atmosphere, which will be enough to reflect away significant amounts of sunlight. Now, Paul did a good job, but he, at the end of the article, he then points you to where they admit they're already doing it. I need a hardcore article by Steve or Kurt or somebody, I'm not knocking Paul, that just out of the gate says they're doing it, it's admitted in plain view. The average person will read this and just think it's being proposed. See, this show and my websites do not tell you how bad it is. It's hard to describe how bad it is. I can't get my guys to tell you how bad it is. It's very frustrating. Experiments similar to Caldera's proposal are already being carried out. See, he gets to that. By U.S. government-backed scientists such as those at the U.S. Department of Energy's DOE, Savannah River National Laboratory in Aiken, South Carolina, who this year conducted studies which involved shooting huge amounts of particulate matter, into this case, porous walled glass microspheres into the stratosphere. The project, which reached its conclusion this past April, is closely tied to the idea of Nobel Prize winner Paul Crutzen, who proposed sending aircraft, 747s, to dump huge quantities of sulfur particles into the far reaches of the stratosphere to cool down the atmosphere. Such programs merely scatter the surface of what is likely to be our gargantuan, overreaching, black budget-funded project to geoengineer the planet. We'll be back.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer Formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Don't forget, Fabled Enemies, Jason Burmes' new film that I produced, is available on DVD, now shipping out at Infowars.com. Two-hour film, an hour and a half of amazing extras, really two films, $19.95. Get it for $9.95 when you get it with Truth Rising or some of my other films that I produced and directed. But this is Fabled Enemies, directed by Jason Burmes, available at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Now, it's also in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Not only are all 19 of my films and this 20th film that I put out up there for members in super high quality, it's that you can burn them to disk. You can burn them to DivX. You can put them on hard drives. You can share them in high quality, not cruddy YouTube or Google. So go get your 15-cent-a-day membership, $5.95, and that also allows us to make more films. That allows myself and others to go to Denver or go to New York or to pay activists, you know, a little bit of money for their footage or to buy cameras for activists. You know, I mean, it takes money to make this operation go forward. I'm very proud of Fabled Enemies. You know, it hit number one on Google Video, and because Jason uploaded it in his version, on his Google account, Google about 8 months ago started making their hits secret. Only the person that uploaded it and Google can know that. Well, it had hundreds of thousands of views in one day. It went to number one, was number one on the second day. And guess what happened? Google froze it for the day, knocked it out of the top 100, and has frozen Jason's internal counter. He has screenshots on that. We're going to be posting an article in the next hour at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So here I am on my own show advertising. You can watch it for free on YouTube and Google. And now we're in danger with these films of not even making a profit and kind of destroying ourselves in the process. But I guess I can take advertising money and donations and fund making future films. It was a really mean person sent me an email saying, oh, I see Jason's making a lot of money. He had some dentistry done. You people are really sick. My dad's a dentist, and we did that for Jason for free. But the sad part is we deserve to be able to have our fillings filled and be able to put gas in our cars. We're bringing a valuable service exposing the New World Order. And I want the Patriot movement to stop being intimidated by the trolls and people out there. I mean, we listen to it. Oh, how dare us be able to pay for socks and shoes? How dare Burmese be able to live in a $200 a month apartment? He needs to be homeless. How dare us sell our videos? When I hear that kind of talk, I say, you know what? Donate to me. In fact, folks, people ask me, I want to donate. Okay, you want to donate? Go to InfoWars.com and buy 100 copies of Fabled Enemies. That's how I want you to donate. Because then you know you're going to get hard copies of the film, and you can give them to people or sell them or whatever, and you know it's going to have an effect. Or if you just want to write us a check, go ahead and do that. And I want to thank all the people that have actually donated to us. I didn't start asking for donations until about 6-8 months ago because I realized I need to pay my people better. I need to expand. I need to get better cameras and get a better building and affect change and take action. That particular thing, though, about websites. Look, he's got braces. He's rich. You're some sick freaks, man. You're some sick, sick freaks. So you know what? I want you to buy as many of Fabled Enemies as you can because a lot of that money goes to Jason Burmese so he can make future films. InfoWars.com. Go there. Get Fabled Enemies. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. I want to thank all of you that have PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I want to thank everybody that's made this show possible. God bless you. We've hurt the New World Order. We've only begun to fight. They are screaming and howling in anger thanks to your support of this show and the action you've taken. God bless you. Intensify it. The dragon is roaring because we're stabbing him right in the underbelly. So go to InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get Fabled Enemies, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cent a day, hundreds and hundreds of my TV shows, in-studio reports, the live fourth-hour video cam, document cam. It's just insane. 15 cents a day, the best subscription deal out there, bar none. And it allows us to have better servers to then give it to you in higher quality and not have it slow down. It's awesome now. And you know why? Because I didn't blow that money that came in from members. I just kept upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading and upgrading, and we're upgrading again. And we're going to hire, we need an extra IT person. We're so busy here. We're so busy we can't even do the bigger things we want to do. So send your resumes in for webmastering, for IT. Let's just see what you got. If you live in Austin, Texas, or the surrounding area, and you got references, mike@infowars.com. Okay. I'm done ranting. I just started thinking about it. Now, when Jason Burmese got down here, he had absolutely nothing. They lived basically in a little shack house up in upstate New York. He was taking care of his young niece. The economy's falling apart up there. When the guys did get some money from Loose Change, they made hundreds of thousands. I think he said like 300,000 copies or something for free and gave them away on the streets. And I remember a mailing to Austin activists, 30,000 copies, Chicago activists, 50,000 copies for free. And I was like, you guys better stop that. Oh, we're just going to give, give, give. And I said, yeah. But I said, you got to keep something back. You got to keep seed money back. Literally, like a farmer. They didn't listen and totally blew everything giving the films away. I mean, they really did say on the site, if you're a first responder or know somebody, it's a free video. Well, everybody said that they knew a family member or were a family member or a first responder. So about half the videos they even sold were free. So they went bankrupt, basically. And Jason's like, I was halfway through this film, please. So he gets down here, he has no money, and he does, I'm just telling you so you know. He gets down here, he's staying in a $200 a month apartment with a guy who's a hippie and doesn't believe in air conditioning. So he moved in with Aaron Dykes in his apartment. He never had a car. Never had a car. The guy's worked in pizza places and everywhere else, you know, hardworking guy. By the way, his mom's got a brain tumor, terminal brain tumor right now. His dad's dead. I mean, let's just talk about who Jason Burmis is now that I'm off on this rant here. Because it makes me mad. So we get him down here. We buy him a $5,000 car. My dad's a dentist. Burmis is insecure about a big space in his teeth. I think it's cool, but he's whining about it. I say, you know what? I'll give you free braces. My dad did it. And we gave him $1,000 to go back home to get back in his car. And we're bad. You know what? Buy Fabled Enemies. Support Jason Burmis. He deserves to be able to live decently and take care of his family. He deserves to be able to take care of his mother who's got a brain tumor. He deserves that. So I don't mean to get off on a rant like this. It just makes me so sick that websites were created saying, look, he's got braces. You people are sick. We deserve to actually be comfortable so we could be honored and make better films and do a better job as your champions in this fight. So you know what? People try to intimidate me and cow me. They've done it to my writers, you know, where you can have the most incredible thing happening and they give it some lame headline watering it down because we're trying to be objective. There's nothing objective about this. Or where those guys wanted to be so good and give everything away. Maybe God blessed them by them coming to me. And then I supported them. But the point is that their giving deserves to be rewarded. Now, I'm going to shut up. I know Luke's been holding for 5 minutes, 6 minutes. I want to bring Luke Radowski up. We Are Change needs your support. They've had a bunch of cameras stolen and stuff attacked. They got events coming up in New York. They need people to buy tickets to make sure they can pay for the events. A lot of things are happening there. We are the tip of the spear. We Are Change, InfoWars.com. Go to WeAreChange.org. Support them as well. Luke Radowski, good to have you on, buddy.
Thanks for having me on, brother.
I probably said some things on air I shouldn't have, but I just know to know the behind-the-scenes stuff. And to know the kind of stuff we're all going through, the death threats you're getting, the death threats I'm getting, local patriot groups trying to make stuff up and call cops on us. It's just unbelievable. And yes, I'm aware of it, you bastards. You think I'm stupid? But, I mean, the point is we're under attack and we need your support because we're having an effect. Luke, I want to talk about the festivities coming up in New York, the expose, the first responders benefit. But before we do that, give me your take on what happened in Denver.
Denver was an amazing trip. I really want to thank We Are Change Colorado for everything they were doing out there. It was amazing taking over live broadcasts of MSNBC. It was amazing confronting politicians all over the streets of Denver. It was amazing seeing the protests, the riots, the police actually even arresting a 12-year-old in the streets for no reason, which I have video of. It was an incredible week there, documenting everything, showing the world what was going on live TV, on Justin TV, where we had our live video feeds, showing the world exactly what's happening, unedited, live, to protect us and to protect everybody, make sure that nobody steps out of line and make sure nobody gets violent. It was an incredible week.
We should have gone to Minnesota because things didn't go well there.
Yeah, I wish I was there in Minnesota. My guys and We Are Change Minnesota are out there, and they're getting pepper sprayed. They're getting shot with rubber bullets. They're going through hell right now, but they're documenting everything. They have videos of everything. Last night, they just posted videos after the Rage Against the Machine concert where the police basically pepper sprayed everybody, and it's incredible what's happening right now in Minneapolis, and I wish I was there, but we can't make it. But those guys are out there doing an excellent job. And just like we took over MSNBC in Denver, they're taking over MSNBC over there in Minneapolis.
Other thoughts before we go to break on Denver?
My main thing is they're doing excellent work. We're there exposing everything. We wish we had the live video feed there. We don't. I'm not there. You're not there. But those guys are getting excellent video of everything that's going on there. They're going to be releasing it on YouTube, showing the world everything that's going on. And it's sad that the police state has expanded all the way in Minneapolis, and they're doing these horrible things to all the activists. Amy Goodman got arrested for no reason. People are getting threatened with arrest for no reason.
They're charging them with terrorism. Stay there. Luke Radowski, my guest on the front lines of the InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 5th, 2008. Gold opened this morning at 808.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $832.52, $410.30 for half ounce, and $205.15 for quarter ounce. That's $832.52, $410.30, and $205.15.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
Probably a hoax, so I'm not going to say the person's name, but it's going around the web that a well-known 9/11 truth person committed suicide, Arkansas. Now, we know they have killed some wives of firefighters and others that saw bombs. They've killed some wives of supposed pilots. So there has been a lot of wet work going on around 9/11. We have confirmed that one 9/11 truth first responder reportedly committed suicide. It's not the person, the rumor's going around. We're trying to track that down later in the show. If it's true or not true, we'll tell you about it. But we got to be careful, because if we even report that we believe it's a hoax, people will edit the audio of the show to where I'm saying it. There's a lot of dirty tricks going on right now, so be aware of that. You know we're over the target, folks. We're getting all the flack. Okay, going back to Luke Radowski, We Are Change. Luke, they have charged 8 people who were not even involved in overturning trash cans and park benches with terrorism. This is the same law they tried to pass at the state level in Rhode Island and in Oregon a few years ago, now 4 years ago, 3 years ago, respectively. 4 years ago, Oregon, 3 years ago, Rhode Island. Maybe 5 and 4, time flies. But the point is, this is really a dangerous new precedent. We just now are reviewing the video from the MSNBC demonstration we had, where the MSNBC employees are punching me, breaking my bullhorn, attacking me, and attacking my cameraman. And I mean viciously. They broke it. That's going to be going up in the next few hours at Infowars.com. Minnesota Change has got incredible footage of the police rioting. They attack the peaceful crowd. Then the crowd fights back and are called terrorists. This country's gone. Luke?
I mean, even when we were in Denver, taking over MSNBC, when I was on the law's shoulder, on his bullhorning on his shoulders, there were people who were trying to throw me off of his shoulders and trying to throw me down to the floor, people hitting me with signs, trying to take me down. And it was just an incredible experience, but we persevered. Even though they broke your bullhorn, as soon as we found that out, we brought 2 of them down there. We brought down a whole team. We brought down everybody, and they couldn't do anything about it. We took back the broadcast. We let the whole world know about 9/11 truth, and that's what it's about. It's about a peaceful revolution, taking things over peacefully.
And by the way, we completely took it over. People say, oh, that's so aggressive. Yeah, we have a terrorist government that ignores the Bill of Rights and the people's will on every issue and is completely rogue, and you better believe we're doing a shadow of what our founding fathers did, a shadow.
If we're being attacked all over the place. We're over the target. We're getting all the flack. We're getting death threats. We're getting harassed everywhere.
Because they're scared people are going to emulate what we're doing, folks, because we've got something that wins. We've got something that motivates and has woken up millions of people. It's called action and passion and truth and a belief in God and a commitment to liberty. We are unstoppable if we simply take action. Luke, that's why the attacks have intensified 100-fold, and I just praise God for that. And I mean that when I say it, because that lets me know that I am fighting the beast toe-to-toe.
It shows us that we're right, we're on the right path, we're doing the right thing, we're standing up for truth and love, and nothing can stop us. It's a peaceful revolution. We're taking things back slowly. People are not even watching the news or buying newspapers anymore. They're going on the internet. They're going on InfoWars. They're going on We Are Change. They're getting educated. They're passing the videos along, and they're finding out what's going on. Right now, as we speak, people are getting educated and are waking up to this huge lie that we're all living in. And that's what's beautiful. And even though we're getting a lot of flack, even though we're getting a lot of troubles, it's all worth it for everybody to wake up so we can make everybody safer, so we can make everybody aware of the situation.
Well, I remember
this is
sitting,
what it's about.
I agree. I'm going to hold you over, Luke, to talk about the events in New York. But I remember sitting in Sunday school when I was, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. I'm thinking, a blessing to be persecuted? What is this talking about? A blessing to be thrown in jail for no reason? A blessing to be physically attacked? A blessing to be killed? But now I know it's because you're doing good. You're fighting evil. You're protecting the weak and the meek. You are standing up against tyranny, and you're having an effect. And it's what we're designed to do in this one life we have that is a test. And to be in the right, to know that you're not in some false right, or you're not in some, because the globalists are experts at manipulating people into thinking they're doing good. I know historically, intellectually, spiritually, in my gut, in the seat of my intellect, that I'm not perfect. Luke Radowski isn't perfect. None of us are, but we are making history, and we are standing up against evil, and we are having a great effect. And that's why we know persecution is good, because you don't get persecuted if you're not doing good, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have the enemy come against you if you're not hurting them badly. And I want to hurt them. I want to expose them. I want to discredit them. I want to bring them down so they can't continue to hurt the people from the high places. And you better believe it's spiritual, ladies and gentlemen. You better believe it's good against evil. We'll be right back with Luke Radowski.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. Call 1-800-276-9601 or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to sprayyourplate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Come, you masters of war.
Folks, think about it. We make a video in 6 months called Fabled Enemies. Jason Burmes' new film goes to number one in one day on Google Video. Google World, number one. They have different rating systems, and Google USA, number one. Number one in England. Number one in Germany. Number one worldwide.
I just don't want you to know I can see.
Pictures, sports stadiums filled with hundreds of thousands of people. Every hour watching it. And what does Google do? They go in and they freeze it, they block it for today, knock it out of the top 100. Got screenshots of it. We'll be posting an article at Infowars.com on that in the next few hours that Burmes is doing. That's the effect we're having. Number one worldwide. And on a daily basis, you will see Patriot films that are number one until suddenly you'll see them there for a day and then they're gone completely. They are knocking out my films, Terror Storm, Endgame, all of them. You can't let that stop you. You've got to get it on DVD, buy a DVD burner, buy a bunch of extra DVDs. You're going to be so much more satisfied having a DVD burner in your garage, your living room. And just every hour, every 30 minutes, every 10 minutes, you can sit there while you're watching TV or surfing, just burning copies. La, 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 la. I mean, let's get aggressive. Let's not make a copy once a week. Let's make 10 copies a day. Buy a big burner. Let's make hundreds of copies. You can buy a mass producer for a few $1,000s. Take any of my films. Make thousands of copies. Have a garage sale. Make a few $100. Send out a few hundred DVDs. but also support the main command base in the InfoWar. Buy some of the books and DVDs and films at InfoWars.com. Okay, I'm going to shut up about that. Luke Radowski, there's so much going on, so much happening. We really are affecting change. There's big events coming up in New York. Tell folks about those different days and those different events.
Well, the time is now when we're doing 3 days of fundraisers for first responders. We need to help these guys out immediately. When I was in Denver, I actually found out one of my friends passed away, Greg Quibel. He left four kids behind. He was a federal marshal, 9/11 first responder. He passed away due to leukemia. The time is now. We need all the help we could get to help out these sick and dying 9/11 heroes, and that's what we're going to be doing in New York City. You know, we just had a survivor who saw explosions in the basement commit suicide, and it's up to us to be out there at Ground Zero, this 9/11, to show the whole world that the truth will not stop, that we're going to be out there, and we will not be silent, and we will talk about the truth, and we will let everybody know the truth behind 9/11.
Let me go ahead and call Aaron in here. Aaron, you've got now there's a hoax about one first responder dying. There's another one who, according to their own family, did commit suicide, but are you sure about that, Luke?
There's one first responder that it's in the daily news right now that passed away. His name was, what's it called? I'm looking on the internet right now.
I don't know where my guy is. Hey, come on in here, Aaron. He just went outside. He has the article. He was, come on in with the first responder, story that's in the daily news. Can I have that? And then you're about to be on air with the eugenic story. You're on in 2 minutes. Go ahead, Luke.
We know Kenny John Amon, who witnessed the explosions in the basement, apparently committed suicide. It's reported in the daily news right now. We need to be out there. We need to support all the first responders, all the heroes of 9/11. And I'm asking people if they could bring down candles down to 9/11 this year, down to Ground Zero, so we could light them in memory of all the ones lost of 9/11. We're going to have a peaceful vigil there, and we're going to let the world know that we're standing up for truth and justice, and that we will never stop until there's enough help for the first responders, until there's enough answers for the family members. And that's what it's about, being out there, standing strong. The website is 2008nowornever.com. We're doing 3 days of events. We don't have a lot of money. We're doing everything we can to make sure this happens without a hitch. And we're doing everything in our possibilities to make sure we put on a great show for everybody.
Now, look, you always run into the problem of not having enough money for the venues, but you make it happen because you give every dime to the first responders. You have to hold some back so that you can do further events, Luke.
Right now, our main concern is just helping the lives of these heroes. Again, Brooke Cabell just passed away because of leukemia a couple of days ago. And it's extremely sad that this is happening. And we right now, we don't take a single red cent because these people need it more. It's life or death for these guys. And that's why we're doing it. And we're just asking for the movement support in coming to New York City and donating to us and helping us save the lives of these heroes. Because if the government won't do it, we will do it. We are here. We are changed. We will take care of the situation. And we're doing everything we can, the best way as we can, to help out these heroes. We're asking people to donate on September 11th to first responders, donate to We Are Change. We'll give all the money to the first responders. It's about helping those in need, and that's what we're about.
But how are you going to pay for the venues then?
People are even putting up their own money. I'm putting up my own money, and we're making anything happen. We don't have a lot of money, but we're making things happen.
No, I know that, Luke. I actually know the behind-the-scenes stuff. You guys have to at least pay for the venue, though, out of the ticket sales, and then give the rest, so there's not always this crisis of selling people's cars and things to pay for the venues. I know you guys have raised, what is it total for first responders, for the Feel Good Foundation and others?
What do you mean in total?
I mean, in all the other events, you guys have raised quite a bit.
Well, throughout the years, we raised about $40,000 to $50,000 for first responders, and all the money we got from this move will go straight to them.
Well, you've done a great job, Luke, and, you know, at the same time, you know, I flew up there on my own dime, you know, had the premiere. We gave all that money, all of it, to the fight, just like you guys are doing. I'm just, you know, really want you guys to make sure that you personally don't go too deep into hawk. I know the example of the Feel Good Foundation, John Feel, you know, gave his own kidney. He also had a big beam crush his foot in the debris, but he gave his own kidney to a NYPD officer, and he's a firefighter. And that's all covered in Truth Rising. I mean, these are incredible people. And
when you watch Truth Rising, you could also hear the story of Greg Quibel, who recently passed away.
That's right. He's the
extremely sad.
He was a police officer, a federal investigator, and he'll tell you it's an inside job from the grave in the film. And he was there. We covered it, and it's at the end of Truth Rising, where they're there at a press conference just asking for health care. His lungs were filled with the deadly poisons and toxins, and the feds told him no money for treatment for you. And we've had over, 2,000 die now, thousands more dying, and we will be spit on by police for trying to save them. That's their imperial conditioning. They love to die for their masters, but that's those that are under mind control. A lot of the police officers thank us and appreciate us for what we're doing. Remember, the government lied to you about the poison dust because, in the words of Henry Kissinger, the police and military are dumb animals to be used as cannon fodder.
The federal government lied to these 9/11 heroes. The federal government is now denying them the proper help that they need, and they're ignoring these heroes. We are not ignoring these heroes. We're going to do everything possible in our hands right now, even if it means risking our own money, financial situations to help these guys. We're going to do it because we care. We are changed. We're going to do anything possible to help these guys out. We have a heart, and that's what we're showing to everybody, and that's something nobody can attack. Nobody can talk bad about, because this is what life's about, helping others.
Well, they actually do. The trolls go on the We Are Change website and the InfoWars website, and they do go in the videos about dead first responders and make fun of them, and, yeah, you dumb cop with the 9/11 truthers, you deserve to die. Yeah, you firefighter scum who thought it was an inside job, I'm glad you're dead. I mean, these are the sickest filth on earth.
Yeah, John Peel gets harassing phone calls in the middle of the night from a lot of people harassing him because he's involved with We Are Change.
Guaranteed you, it's a federal cop calling up to a firefighter that gave his kidney to a cop. They hate it because it makes them look bad. These cowardly people that do as thou wilt, who serve themselves, it upsets them in their core to see John Field give a kidney.
It's about standing courageously, doing everything we can, helping those in need. That proves us right and is right, and that's what life's about. We have a short time in this world, and it's a huge test, and it's about doing the right thing, and that's all we're trying to do. And we're asking this movement for help because we need it, and we need volunteers, we need help, we need donations, and anything possible, we're here, and we're going to do it.
They're going to pour in right now, and I have to tell you, Luke is so selfless, folks. They don't even keep the money for their own cameras. I've bought them cameras when they get smashed and stolen, and I've donated quite a few, I guess 5 cameras. My listeners have donated a bunch of other cameras. They really are in the front lines of the fight, and they deserve your help, and they need some seed money to help pay for the venues, and that's coming up next week. Learn all the details at wearechange.org. Will they be able to buy tickets at the events, the premiere up in New York of Fabled Enemies and Truth Rising, or at the other big events at the door if people don't have internet, Luke?
Yeah, of course, we're going to be selling tickets at the door for all events. You could buy tickets right now at the website, 2008nowornever.com, and people could go out there and get tickets any way they can.
2008nowornever.com or link through at wearechange.org. Okay, Luke, I want you to pop in again with me next week as we build towards this event. And just God bless you, my friend. It was great seeing you in Denver.
Thanks for having me, brother. Really appreciate it.
You bet. Absolutely, Luke. We appreciate you. You can hear me there on air spanking Luke a bit because I watched the Loose Change guys give all their seed money away in free DVDs until they were bankrupt. And, it's kind of like a fisherman going out and needing fish bait and cutting their fingers off to put it on the line. Just go dig for worms, folks. But that's how good these guys are, is that they just literally give it all back. 100%. And I've done the same thing in 2 trips to New York and 2 benefits I've done. But I can do that. We have a little bit of capital reserves. Technically, I guess we really don't. I'd be a better steward if I did end up paying for the trip, because then I can put it into bigger and better things. But my point is, they are not in a position to do that, and so they do need some capital to make sure they can pay for these events. Okay, wearechange.org, folks. Okay, I want to bring Aaron Dykes up for the rest of this hour, because we're going into a full hour with Dr. Stan Monteef, a medical doctor, on the history of eugenics, the mindset of the New World Order, what makes them tick. But I want you to understand the chemtrails, the aerial spraying, which the government admits they're doing now with deadly poisons, the mercury in the vaccines, the cancer viruses in the vaccines causing cancer, causing diabetes. It's all admitted. There's no debating it. This is all eugenics. There's three kinds of eugenics. There's positive eugenics, negative eugenics. This is their terms. You can go study those two types. And then there's the true or higher eugenics, the master plan eugenics, the one that's in academic PhD level, intercollegiate, intramural, think tank level. And we've got them all, folks. I mean, you go down this rabbit hole, it is horrifying. But haven't all mad scientists through history enjoyed killing, enjoyed testing, enjoyed playing God? You know, when an H.G. Wells or somebody writes a book, or a Jules Verne writes a book about, you know, the island of Dr. Moreau and half human, half chimpanzee creatures, that's been declassified for 10 years. Okay, I mean, this is all going on. Cloned beef is on your shelves. Cloned hogs or pork. Cloned chickens. Now they've got cloned dogs, hundreds of them, breeding into the main breed, admitting they've got new DNA and new makeup that's mutating. I mean, this is very dangerous. I've had top scientists on. I've had top scientists on repeatedly where they admit the guinea pigs and the rats all die when they feed them these GMO. This is back in the 80s and 90s when they would change one gene. Yeah, it would make the potato last longer, but it would also change randomly thousands of other expressions. New amino acids. There's more than 54 now. You didn't know that? Again, your body has never been designed to absorb that. It's toxic. It's causing, and then they have syndromes, cover syndromes like AIDS for all the problems this causes. Cover syndromes like Crohn's that went from nobody having it in 1950 to now 1 in 200. See, it's just spreading. 1 in 1,000 back in the 30s having diabetes. Now 1 in 5. Depending on the racial group, 1 in 3. And then thousands of studies in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, medical journals, British Medical Journal, the most prestigious, that it fries your pancreas. This is all by design. Bayer Pharmaceutical, and I only use this because it's one of the few things that actually got national attention. All the other stuff's admitted. Millions of ampules of factor VIII that gave every person HIV and hepatitis and killed them. And they knew it for a decade and shipped it out. The media says, oh, they just wanted profits. Bull. Bayer were the top Nazis. IBM were the top Nazis. They want to kill you. I want to bring up until the 8 after now Aaron Dykes. Aaron, go over some of those quotes for people I said we covered yesterday.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of quotes in front of me, but the point I wanted to make first was basically what you're outlining there, that while the potential benefits of eugenics sounds nice, it has this appeal of the promise of being more mentally fit and physically together, these systems always turn into psychopathic maniacs. And you see this with the Nazi system, but you also see it with the stage terror we have today in the U.S. You know, first there's the 9/11 attacks, which seem legitimate, they're not. And then all of a sudden these people are talking about, we need another attack to keep this thing going. We need another attack. And I personally heard environmental...
They're right out in the open.
Yeah. I personally heard environmentalists on the streets, low-level college students, talking about the same thing. How they believe we need another attack.
Yeah, you go out for drinks with friends, and then girlfriends come over, and they're talking about everyone must die. It's going to be beautiful.
What we really need is a crisis to get this environmental thing moving. It's this Eric Pianka-esque talk.
And they're creating the genetic engineering crises, and then they'll grandstand out of that, these little bastards.
And I'm telling you, these things get out of control. Galton himself, in his own writings, was mainly a, quote, positive eugenics guy. He wanted the high-bred, high-society people to maintain their luster. But his first protege, H.G. Wells, got out of control. He wanted everyone who was unfit mentally or physically to be isolated, and if they tried to breed, to, quote, kill them. And it just goes to show, and Beatrice Webb was initially supporting Lenin, so was H.G. Wells, so was George Bernard Shaw to some extent, all those Fabian socialists. They were supporting that Lenin communist system, and then it got out of control. Well, did they see that coming? I don't know, but it always leads to this tyranny. So I'm going to read just a bunch of quotes. And
yeah, it's the worst, most horrible control freak you can imagine with total control. They just bloodbath, folks.
These are literally people who are elites, who consider themselves to be elites, and who are literally seeking godlike powers, a lot of them in those words. And they're also seeking total social control, and you can see this is never going to be good.
And they're all obsessive-compulsive perverts.
At best, it's only good for the elite.
But I mean, you read about them, they're all obsessive-compulsive perverts, crapping on themselves, drinking bloods, raping children. I mean, this is sick filth.
So, yeah, it starts with the idea of improving mankind, but you can see, par for the course, there's always going to be some of these academics who get out of control, and they're basically psychopathic maniacs waiting to happen.
Skinner murdering his own son, being praised for it, torturing to death in a box over several years.
Yeah.
They're like, the strength, the beauty of murdering your own son. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful.
So, yeah, that's what I have to say about eugenics. Not only is it a flawed idea, but we've already seen the excesses it can go to. And Hitler, he may be the most extreme that's actually carried it out, but, you know, I have congressional testimony of people talking about biological warfare, and we have PNAC documents talking about biological warfare, ethnic cleansing, and genocide.
And I didn't know the Austin American Statesman even reported back in 2004, I guess that they probably picked it up for me, that PNAC wants to use race-specific bioweapons to kill certain races. I'm going to have you ride shotgun some with Monteith. Let's come back and start just going into all of these quotes for people. There are hundreds, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll just be interspersing these every few minutes coming up. But the next few segments are solid Aaron Dykes. Did I tell you Fabled Enemies is out, that Google Video censored it and kicked it off number one at the top 100? Don't let them do that. Get it out to everybody. Get the DVD. They can't stop you from doing that.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
We are sending out an SOS, everybody. We are warning everybody as best we can. We know what the globalists are planning. World government is only the means to an end. They need that grid to kill you, to kill me, to kill your family. In an organized fashion to compartmentalize medical systems that don't know what's happening. But it's all there. Okay, Aaron, Let's start going into quotes here.
All right, first a couple older quotes pre-Thomas Malthus. One is Theognis of Megara. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that right. 520 B.C. Ram, ass, and horse, my Kyrenos, we look over with care and seek good stock for good to cover. And yet the best man make no argument, but wed for money, runts of poor descent. So too a woman will demean her state and spurn the better for the richer mate. Money's the cry, good stock to bad is wed, and bad to good till the world's crossbred. No wonder if the country's breed declines, mixed metal, Kyrenos, that but dimly shines. Early eugenics there. William Penn, 1693, men are generally more careful of the breed of their horses and dogs than of their children. You hear that quote a lot. And now Thomas Malthus, it does not seem, however, impossible that by an attention to breed, a certain degree of improvement, similar to that among animals, might take place among men. Whether intellect could be communicated may be a matter of doubt, but size, strength, beauty, complexion, and perhaps even longevity are in a degree transmissible. As the human race cannot be improved in this way without condemning all the bad specimens to celibacy, it is not probable that an attention to breed should ever become general, which would not be true when eugenics rose to popularity at the turn of the 20th century. Francis Galton, who coined the term eugenics in 1883, eugenics is the study of the agencies under social control that may improve or impair the racial qualities of future generations, either physically or mentally. What nature does blindly, slowly, and ruthlessly, Galton says, man may do providentially, quickly, and kindly. As it lies within his power, so it becomes his duty to work in that direction.
Now, see, they simplify all this, but they found that it isn't necessarily the look of somebody that's associated with their intelligence. It isn't supposedly the color of someone that's associated with their intelligence. So, again, you have this basic 2,500-year-old theory that's carried right through Greece, Rome, the Byzantine, right into the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, the Renaissance, right up into the Industrial Revolution, where it is adopted. But see, so when you hear royalty 600, 700 years ago talking about controlling the peasants, breeding them out, dumbing them down, eugenics already existed. In fact, it's a Greek word, meaning eternal youth. And so this is the basic fraud that now everything is based and built on, and it's the excuse and rationale to kill and dumb down and poison whoever you want.
But now they have the auspices of science behind it, although it's completely, they hadn't figured it all out yet. It's clear, and it was really
well, they just stack a new science on top of the basic mission. Go ahead.
Yeah, so here's one from John Maynard Keynes, the big, you know, American socialist who put us on, you know, the fiat world currency and everything. And it just shows the social control that they're after. Galton's eccentric, skeptical, observing, flashing, cavalry leader type of mind led him eventually to become the founder of the most important, significant, and I would add, genuine branch of sociology which exists, namely eugenics. John Maynard Keynes, 1946.
So see, it's the dominant, it's the zeitgeist, it's everything. It's all they talk about at cocktail parties.
Yeah, and you'll see a quote from Theodore Roosevelt in a few minutes here.
Yeah, we'll be back in 70 seconds. Take us out with another quote.
Natural selection must be replaced by eugenical artificial selection. This idea constitutes the sound core of eugenics, the applied science of human betterment. Theodosius Dobzhansky, Heredity of Nature and Man, 1964.
Now, again, all of your modern sciences grew out of this. It rules.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.